at 4.6 is currently below market. Market in Florida is 6%. Approximately 350 plus franchises in Florida are at 6%. Tampa's at 4.6. And the compromise that was reached in this document was to provide, at the city's discretion, a ramping up process to increase the current franchise when the city deems it appropriate.
A number of municipalities across the country and 35 specifically in Florida produce their own power. Councilman John Dingfelder expressed concern that the long-term agreement would prevent Tampa from ever being able to likewise produce its own power.
I am not well-versed on what the pros and cons are in this economic market, but it does concern me that we, as a council, would be tying future council and mayor's hands for 25 years to say, that's not an option unless you're going to go through eminent domain. And I will tell you, and you can tell us because you're the expert, eminent domain for any process is not the easiest thing to go through, and it's also, you know, it also can be very expensive.
The public weighed in on the TECO franchise agreement. Neurosurgeon Don Melman is with the group Physicians for Social Responsibility. He referenced TECO's Cole Corporation based in Kentucky.
TECO passes on by its extreme dependency on coal, and there is no such thing as clean coal, by the way. Its extreme dependency on coal, it passes on particulate matter into the atmosphere, toxins into the atmosphere, and adverse effects on global warming. And the people in Tampa Bay area who are mostly affected by this are our children over a long range of time, and also our elderly and our infirmed with chronic diseases.
Developer Darren Booth was critical of TECO's performance as the city of Tampa's energy provider, saying he's lived around the world and experienced a lot. He blasted the local power company.
A lot of third world countries, and when I drive around from a utility perspective in Tampa, it seems very third world. This would be great in 1910, but 100 years later, we can do better. So hopefully the contract will be better.
Lisa Monteleone said Tampa should ape what progressive cities like Santa Monica have done with their franchise agreements.
More than 5 years ago in their franchise agreement, created a fund for municipality solar cities. And what they did was they used that fund in the written into the franchise agreement to install solar power on their municipal buildings. I don't have to tell you what kind of savings that is, not only to the city, but the citizens who are, you know, taking advantage of that savings that the city passes on.
Phil Compton from the Sierra Club said TECO lags far behind many other power companies in the U.S. in its reliance on fossil fuels, and says that's relevant when it comes to global warming.
And here in Tampa, we're one of the cities in America that is most vulnerable to those effects that will start happening in our lifetimes. It's going to take a toll on this city and this nation's public and economic health in a way that we really don't want to see. And we're talking about 25 years in the future. We will see these things within 25 years.
But despite that talk about TECO including more renewable energy sources in its portfolio, Tampa City Attorney Chip Fletcher said the city was not the agency that could mandate what type of energy TECO produces.
That, in my opinion, is clearly outside our jurisdiction, and in my view would make this franchise agreement not consistent with state or federal law. So while we can talk about conservation and sustainability and other issues, I think mandating, while it's important, good public policy to have renewable energy, that's within the purview of the Florida Public Service Commission and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. That's not our role here.
Several times during the council's meeting, Councilman Charlie Miranda boasted about his conservation ways with both power and water. He expressed frustration that the agreement had taken so long to come to fruition and said individuals need to take a look at their own homes, literally.
The challenge is still on. You can go to the office and I'll challenge all of you on electric bill and water. And I'm going to do that constantly as long as I'm on this council. Don't tell me what you're doing for somebody else. Tell me what you're doing for yourself that will help somebody else.
Later, TECO's Tom Hernandez and Councilman John Dingfelder got into a spirited give and take about the power company creating a separate agreement on renewables.
I agree with a lot of the things that are being said. I think the emotion, the passion, I think we need to work on facts, but it needs to be brought to the folks that are making the rules because we have to follow the rules.
Do you have any intent or desire or ability to work on those conservation renewable energy issues in a side agreement with the city by working through with the mayor? but with the mayor working on those issues that affect 350,000 people in the city of Tampa, along with the rest of your customer base.
To the extent that any type of memorandum of understanding or any side agreement, as you referred to, comports with the Florida law and comports with the ability of Tampa Electric to recover those costs per the Public Service Commission rules and regulations, absolutely.